This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says the Taliban have not changed their way, but are going through a, quote, existential crisis about whether they want legitimacy on the global stage as they've taken over Afghanistan. He also said on Thursday in an interview with ABC, the threat from Al-Qaeda and their affiliate organizations is greater in other parts of the world than it is in Afghanistan, adding it's not rational to ignore the, quote, looming problems posed by Al-Qaeda affiliates in Syria or East Africa, where he says the threat to the U.S. is significantly greater. He says the focus should be on where the threat is the greatest in defense of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Biden also pushed back against concerns about the treatment of women and girls in the country, arguing it's not rational to try to protect women's rights around the globe through military force. Instead, it should be done through, quote, diplomatic and international pressure on human rights abusers to change their behavior. Afghan protesters defied the Taliban for a second day Thursday, waving their national flag and scattered demonstrations, and the fighters again responded violently as they faced growing challenges to their rule. A UN official is warning of dire food shortages, and experts say the country is in severely need of cash, while noting the Taliban are unlikely to enjoy the generous international aid that was given to the civilian government they dethroned. On Thursday, a procession of cars and people near Kabul's airport carried long black, red, and green banners in honor of the Afghan flag, a banner that is becoming a symbol of defiance. The demonstrations are a show of defiance after the Taliban fighters violently dispersed a protest on Wednesday. This is VOA News. The foreign ministries of Germany, France, and Britain on Thursday expressed, quote, grave concern over the latest report by the UN's nuclear watchdog that said Iran continues to produce uranium metal, which can be used in the production of a nuclear bomb. The International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna confirmed earlier this week that Iran has produced uranium metal enriched up to 20% for the first time and has significantly increased its production capacity of uranium enriched up to 60%. The production of uranium metal is prohibited by the 2015 nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, which promises Iran economic incentives in exchange for limits on its nuclear program and is meant to prevent Tehran from developing a nuclear bomb. Germany, France, and Britain, the Western European members of the JCPOA, called the moves by Iran, quote, serious violations of its commitment under the agreement. Haitian officials say the toll from last weekend's devastating earthquake has passed 2,000, as Prime Minister Ariel Henry warns the Caribbean nation faces painful times ahead. An official in a southern city, one of the worst hit areas, says they think there are still bodies in the ruins because they can smell them from underneath the rubble. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency, which coordinates the emergency response, said late on Wednesday the death toll from Saturday's powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake had risen to 2,189, with most of the fatalities in the country's south, and that the number of wounded stood at 12,200. The poorest country in the Americas, Haiti is still recovering from the 2010 quake that killed over 200,000. The latest disaster struck just weeks after President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated on July 7th, plunging the nation of 11 million people into political turmoil. Prime Minister Henry said in a video message late Wednesday the whole country was physically and mentally devastated. Hezbollah's chief said Thursday it's sending a tanker from Iran to bring desperately needed fuel supplies to Lebanon in defiance of U.S. sanctions. Growing fuel shortages have forced hospitals, businesses, and government offices shut amid a crippling economic crisis in Lebanon. But the move is prohibited by U.S. sanctions on Iran's oil industry and could drag Lebanon into the covert naval war between Tehran and Israel. Hezbollah's chief is daring Iran's foes to stop the shipment. He says the first ship would bring fuel for, quote, hospitals, manufacturers of medicine and food, as well as bakeries and private generators. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.